Okay, I turned it on again. I'm all set.
Okay. Oh, dear. Gotta get my...
That's all right.
I didn't have a microphone, but my magnifying glass.
Sure, that's fine. We have lots of time. You talked to Jerry a little bit about meat markets that were on Main Street.
Yes, I told him that we had two meat markets at one time. One was down on the north end of the street, and a man by the name of Charles Tobin ran it. And we had another one up here on Main Street.
Idea about
here we go.
Okay.
It's a harness shop.
Oh.
It used to be a harness shop. It was across from the post of what the post office is now. It's called Crafty Ways now.
Oh yeah.
But it's right there on the corner, and there was a couple. They were a little elderly, Mr. and Mrs. Holland.
Hmm.
And it was just called a harness shop, but he did all kinds of repairing of harnesses and made like bridles and halters and that type of thing. And of course they had quirts and of course you have to have little lines.
Uh-huh.
And reins and all of that sort of thing. So it was and I suppose, I don't know this for a fact, but I would imagine that he probably sold leather for various things that the farmers needed.
And harness was important, wasn't it? Yeah.
And those tugs, you know, would break, and like any other leather product, it finally wears out with all of that hard work.
You bet.
So then after they gave it up, they lived in the back part of it.
Oh, I see.
They had the front for their harness shop. And then they, guess what we call retired, got a little elderly and gave it up. And there was a man by the name of Keelblom that took it over. And he had a shoe shop, repaired shoes, and sold other leather goods. He was a crippled man. And then after him was Leo Anderson.
Oh.
He had the shoe shop for years, where he did all kinds of shoe work. Have sold shoes up, all of that sort of thing. And he had two daughters, a Niola and a Virginia.
That
I'm getting to. Niola married, I think his name was Albert Johnson. And Leo moved to LeGrand. He gave this up and moved to LeGrand, and Anderson Shoe Shop that's in LeGrand now is run by Leo's grandson.
Well, I was wondering if it was the same family.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm quite sure it's his grandson. I think it's Niola's son. Grandson, I mean.
That's wonderful.
Albert and Niola's son, I think.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, because we know that store, of course. We go there a lot.
That's the one thing I wanted to talk about, because it went from here over there. And it's still in operation under the same name.
Right. That's a nice connection. Well, good thinking. You are just a wonder. That's a wonderful memory.
I wonder what I am, too.
Well, you have a great memory, and that's interesting. So I'm glad we got it down.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
We'll try not to bother you any further.
That is not a bother anytime. Thanks, Nellie.
Yes. There might be. We did have a Republic office, a printing office.
Oh, yeah?
We did have that years ago. I think it was called the Republican.
Well.
And it was where the laundromat is now.
Did they print a newspaper?
Yes, yes. They printed a newspaper. A little lady that is over at Wildflower now, she was 98 last February, and she worked in that stuff.
For heaven's sake. And you know, another thing I don't think we got on tape is that you were the city clerk?
I was city recorder for two different times.
Okay, I didn't know about that.
Well, that wasn't in the 20s. That was way later.
Sure, sure.
And I didn't think you wanted anything like that in there.
Oh, I want everything.
No, you don't want everything I've done.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you.
Yes, after I worked at the Creamy for 12 years.
Uh-huh.
Then I went to the... I heard there was an opening there for a city recorder, so I put my application in and got the job.
Well, they were lucky to have you.
And after that, I got better. I went from there to the bank, and from the bank, I went over to... Then we moved to Pendleton, and I worked over there for Shell Chemical Company out on the airport road.
Yeah.
And while we were living there, my husband passed away, and I came back to Union and went back to... worked at the city recorder until I retired and married Lloyd.
I see. Yeah. Well, it's a nice progression.
So that's that much in a nutshell.
Okay. Thank you so much, Nellie. This is a help.
I haven't messed things up too much.
No, you have not. You've done a beautiful
job. There's a lot of that, I'm sure.
Well, may fix it a little, but you've done a beautiful job. So,
well, thank you.
We'll be anxious to see it.
Okay.
Thanks.
I was going to Towns and Prunes. When I came home from... You still haven't got the recording.
I can turn it off.